morning, and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where Smith is booms in athletics and sports. Well, guess what? All of the tickets from the Chat in the Garden allotment for the May Imogen Combine have been all given out. So, if you want to attend, you're going to have to purchase your tickets, and from what I understand, 90% of the capacity for the event has already been taken up. Because I do know of at least two athletic directors who have made arrangements for their student athletes to attend. So if you want to be in the house on Saturday the 29th and 30th from 10 a.m., to 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, I suggest you go to this website as soon as possible. AthletesMakingMoves.com to get your entry into this event. And I have to tell you, we had the founder of Athletes Making Moves and the founder of May Image and Likeness Combine speak to our Advanced Academy Mastermind on Sunday, last Sunday. And it was great. It really came about because I had, I was reading the book by attorney Savoya DeBarros, and it kind of covered how the states deal with May Image and Likeness in different states. And in May, during the mastermind, many of the athletic directors, and many of them are high school athletic directors within the mastermind, they were having a discussion and how difficult it was to interpret. And I was like, okay. So, again, when people identify the need, as a leader, you need to feed that need. And I was like, oh, this book is great. So I just happened to tell her that I was reading her book and it was really good. And I was going and asked her, would she be available to speak to our Advanced Academy members? And it's a membership piece. And she said, yes. Yeah. So I already decided because each quarter, for those members who are in good standing, which means they're all paid up for that month, I always provide a leadership ebook. And so this was the one I had decided to do anyway. And so she jumped on board. I appreciate it. Gave us a discount, praise God, for her services. And we had a great discussion. So here's my point. I have experienced the person in book form, in presentation form, and also I am one of the moderators for a panel doing the May Image and Likeness Combine, and so we had a conference to get ready for next weekend. And I was quite delighted to know the knowledge base and then where to go. Because, again, this name, image, and likeness thing, you really cannot get enough information. Let's be clear, because stuff keeps changing, okay? So it was great. Now, I will tell you this, because she is a lawyer. It is not in the portal for replay. And I had some of my people, yes, they did. Ooh, I was not able to attend. Has it been uploaded to the Advanced Academy portal? And I was like, no, I'm so sorry. Was not able to do that because it's her, which I've been trying to teach you all to engage into, it is her intellectual property, and it was on her platform. And you had to be live in order to gain access to it. But, just another opportunity to learn from her and her thought process by going to get tickets at athletesmakingnews.com/NIL combine. Again, athletesmakingnews.com/NIL combine. Now, if you're wondering what in the world is the Advanced Academy Mastermind, hey, you know, it is where we meet monthly, third Sunday of the month at 9 p.m. To network and discuss different things in the industry. But more importantly, I lead a discussion as an expert in leadership and athletic administration and sports business. And sometimes I do like I did this time, which was bring in a guest expert. And but again, I'm listening to the needs of. And some of the things, they don't even know that that's what they need because I heard them what they said. And, you know, I'm a book connoisseur, so I teach from a book for at least a quarter. And one of the ones that I had a client that I was having a conversation with, and I said, you need to go back. It was something to the effect of I paid my dues. And I said, you know, I paid my dues. And I said, you need to go back, and you need to go back and read the lesson that I taught on Rookie Smarts. And Rookie Smarts is a book. And it's a leadership. Most of my teachings come from business books and leadership slash business book. And I read this book about Rookie Smarts, and it's about staying curious. And it goes to on the same path of the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. You know, a fixed mindset is I pay my dues. I don't need to, you know, and you don't know it. You're saying I don't need to grow anymore. I don't need to be disturbed. I'm comfortable. And that's a dangerous place to be. Because in today's world, as you can see, the name image and likeness is one that's a fluid situation. And so when something is fluid, you better be alert or you're going to be what? Drowned. Because something is floating and moving and you standing still and you're not up on your toes. You're not even trying to figure out which way the current is going. Do you need to stop the flow? Or do you need to direct that flow in the right direction? And that's what's happening. I was talking to some middle school kids last week. I did a workshop for middle school kids in Norfolk for this service-based group called STOP. And the middle school kids got it. I said, in the sense of you got to stay up on all the different trends of how to do things because what's going to happen if you feel you pay your dues and someone who just came out of grad school and they know how to communicate the flow of information with two thumbs and you're like, no, I paid my dues. I ain't tweeting. I ain't getting on no social media at all. Who do you think is going to be advanced, promoted, or kept? That's what Rookie Smarts means. Now, if you're smart, it doesn't necessarily mean that you got to do it, that you have someone on your team that will do it for your camp, which is like delegating, which is what leaders do. But shoot, even Michelle Obama did her own tweet. Hello, somebody. So I'm just saying, that's the kind of thing that happens in the Advanced Academy. Now, I'm going to be real clear. If you don't want to hear the real deal, don't sign up, because I'm not the one to try to make you feel good. Yeah, I mean, again, the whole thing is about gardening. It's about growing, and then when you grow, you're uncomfortable. And, hey, I want you to grow in this profession. I want you to grow, because when you start growing, you die. So And then here's the key. Those individuals that were paid and they paid their monthly fee, they were able to attend the special Name, Image, and Likeness session. So I just say a membership has its privileges. So don't miss out on next month's Advanced Academy Mastermind. To join, go to advancewithmoniqueajsmith.info. advancewithmoniqueajsmith.info. And when you do that, you get immediate access to all the previous training. And we've been doing this since 2018 to 2019. So you think about how many months in a year, how many years that is. And I'm pretty proud of that because, again, I have a place to go to help people grow, to be able to say, okay, you need to listen to this. Great session on resume building by Jim Fry in there. Just all kinds of communication. Some great, and most importantly, the one I really like is Strategic Chick and Queen's Moves. Two different sessions, but it's all about how to think differently when faced with adversity. And usually that's how we stop advancing, because we allow things to get into our thought process without it stop us from strategically addressing issues. And so, again, if you'd like to join me in your journey to advance, join at advancewithmoniqueajsmith.info. Hey, this Saturday, I'm excited, but I made sure I put it on my calendar. I'm excited this Saturday. Seawall Sports Entertainment is hosting The Talk, The Rise and Awareness and Impact of HBCU Sports at 8 p.m. July 23rd. Now, this should be really good because there are women basketball coaches and men basketball coaches. And I'm looking forward to that. So I would suggest that you like, follow Seawall Sport Entertainment page, either on Facebook or YouTube, and hit the button to be notified so that you can engage in the conversation. Because if you're live, you can ask some questions. And I think, we're talking, most of the conversation has been about football and HBCU engagement and the growth of. And our media partner, Kenny Wall, is examining it from a basketball perspective. And I think this would be interesting. Even though this week and next week is about football press conference, hey, it's a good time to discuss that. So I'm going to be there in the virtual stands listening, and come and join us. And looking forward to listening what that perspective is. And Seawall, as I continue to share, I'm glad that we've been able to connect here with some of our members here in the Garden who are basketball coaches who serve on the HBCU campuses, because hopefully, and I'm crossing my fingers, that it will they will bring her to their campuses to work with their student athletes, because Candy Wall has extended her reach by creating a foundation that will help our youth preparing with skills. Something similar to what we do with life skills and student athlete welfare. But the one that caught my interest, and I said I would promote here in the Garden, was the fact that she wants to assist our student athletes in media training. And I think it's perfect because that's what she's known for. And she can help them. What I'm interested in is teaching others how to control their marriage, control their narrative. It's really important because many people don't realize that when the media asks you a question, you should already have a decision of what you want to tell. So you can answer the question or deflect, but you can control your message. So that's really important. And some things you don't want to say, even though you feel like saying. And I'm really concerned about the copying of, on the professional side, the displeasure that our athletes may see on Twitter and the attacks that are being made on social media. That's just not the way to go. Because especially when our young people are trying to be recruited, whether on a college campus or going to the next level, people are looking about if you have any disgruntled tweets, because it talks about your character. So who better to bring this to the table than somebody who has been doing it for years and has a great foundation? Because, again, when she does this, this is like her giving back. And so bring her to your campus. You know, we are planning all types of activities for our young people to come back to campus and get them ready. Bring them to your campus. Bring them to your AAU, your grassroots programs. I think it's going to be great. And I like to say we're preparing our players for light camera action, so you won't have any sorry Miss Jackson moments. To get information, go to info@seawallfoundation.org. Again, info@seawallfoundation.org. Hey, before I came on this morning, I got on the website The Ball Code. Yes. Z Butler, one of our media partners, has finally launched her second book, and I am excited about it. The Mental State of Sports. Now, she decided to do the second book because she presented this topic at the Black Student Athlete Summit, and I was there. I was just engrossed because Z is a client, and I just did not know she had all these different voices inside of her. Her presentations were great. She just took us down a journey. She would change her voice for the different people. It was great. It was great. And so I'm excited to see how she expanded upon her presentation in this book, The Mental State of Sports. And so I already have my copy. I got the ebook. So you should do the same thing. Go to The Ball Code, theballcode.com. Again, that's theballcode.com, theballcode.com, and get your copy today. Her first book is something that you should have already ordered at the same site, The Ball Code, and go to products. It's a great book for you to provide for your student athletes. 25 tips for the next level student athlete. Welcome to the College Edition, a transition guide for high school students. And I think it's a great read that you can use with your teams for team building. And, you know, and this is what I think is so cute how she did it. Beyond 25 tips, she actually has things called the timeout, the second quarter. So it gives us more than 25 tips, okay? More than 25 tips. And what I have been doing is reading a tip each week. And this one, it's not even a number to it. It's called the second quarter. Why are you here? I think as a high school student athlete, there is this unknown piece as to how hard adjustment will be.
how will you fit in with your new teammates? Are the classes going to be tough? Am I going to get lost on campus? What do coaches expect of me? And how will I respond to all of this? These are great questions. These are great questions. And so I think that would be a really great discussion, especially the first week when you bring your freshmen on campus. So get your copy today at theballcode.com, theballcode.com. And I just mentioned that I did speak to a little workshop last week in Norfolk, and the workshop that I do for youth is called Take the Mic, Voice Over Your Fears to Lead Your Peers. So, of course, I had to give them some tools how to face their fears. And then I showed them about five individuals who have used their platform to speak truth to power or to make a situation not visible again for some youth persons such as themselves. So it's taking your message, it's taking your mess and make a message. And so, and again, when I travel for youth, I reward those who participate with a book, and I was glad to take Aisha Ford's book, Success is My Major, and giving these things to our young people early. You know, it might stay on their bookshelf for a while, but there'll come a time when they'll pick it up and they'll be glad that they had it to help guide them to their next. And I believe this would be a great, great gift to give to our young people who are going on college campuses very early, because it's another book that kind of deals with transition. And our young people just, they don't have all of the tools to deal with the change of identity. And both of these resources are great for that. And let's just say the word, when we were growing up, we might have used the word spoiled, but these young folks have some, a sense of entitlement because they have been celebrated. But when you're not celebrated anymore, they don't know how to adjust to that. So actually, Aisha Ford had that situation go down. And so her title of the book, she says, start entitled, leave unforgettable. So it's really teaching them how to work on self, to look inward when you're dealing with adverse situations, work on self to build up self to jump over that hurdle. So Success Major is the book that I am speaking of. And to get your copy today, go to successmajorbook.com, successmajorbook.com. Now I have signed off. I have given the very last edits on the fourth issue of Significance in Athletics and Sports, featuring Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree on the cover. And so this week will be the last week that you'll be able to partake in the pre-sale. And others being featured in the magazine is Nikita Robbins, Hallie Major, Dr. Delise Kofi, Kiana Farmer, Suzette McQueen, Justine Jackson Brownlee, Ayanna Twitty, Arius Thomas, Dr. Sonia Shaw, Ebony, and Coach Rich of Temple University. So I am really proud of this publication. Oh, excuse me, Coach Ebony Hood. I forgot the last name. Coach Ebony Hood and Coach Temple University. So I'm really, really happy about these selections in the fourth issue of Significance in Athletics and Sport. To purchase your copy, go to payhip.com/CZEmpowerment. Again, payhip.com/CZEmpowerment. And in September, I'll start back up our Meet the Contributors within the private Facebook group. And lastly, Surviving the Lights, a professional athlete's playbook to avoiding the curse by Tawana Smith, is a crucial document to have on your bookshelf for times such as this. She wrote this book way before Name, Image, and Likeness, but it does, when we're talking about the curse, we're talking about making money and losing money with a blink of an eye. And I think today's discussion is going to go right down the same pipe. But this book, again, the NFL purchased the book for all of the participants in the Celebration Bowl, I believe it's 2019. So don't just take my word for it. If the NFL thought it was something that could steer the young people in the right direction, who am I to say any different? So get your copy today on Amazon in three different formats, paperback, audio, and ebook. Again, the name of the book is Surviving the Lights, a professional athlete's playbook to avoiding the curse. Well, we are here ready to meet our guest for the hour. And I had the privilege to be on her format. And now I'm going to turn the table and welcome Danita Harris, the Name, Image, and Likeness Specialist of Gucci Wealth Management. Welcome to the garden.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm very excited because I love always listening to you. I can listen all for a whole episode. You have such great information that you bring.
That warms my heart, dear. Now I'm grinning, and I got to get back to my script over here. So tell everybody about your journey from college to your current position.
From college to my current position. I played intramurals. I got injured in high school. I was supposed to go on a soccer scholarship, but I defaulted down to intramurals and playing sports and just focused in on academics. And so, but never gave up my love of sports. I've been playing tennis and golf since I was 8 and 10 years old. And at the same time, reading the stock market and finance consulting just called me. I knew I wanted to help people with their finances. So that's what I pursued in college, not knowing I really didn't have to go. I could have immediately gotten my licenses that I currently have as a licensed life insurance agent, and could have just started right out of college. But I'm thankful for the experience, and all of those decisions have led me to what I'm currently doing. And so in that journey from college, immediately actually out of college, joining a big box, what I call a big box life insurance company, learning what I did about building a business and building a structure of what I wanted my own agency to look like, which is where I am today. And along the way, just happened to, right, we call it a happen to, although I believe that everything is ordained by God. So at the right time, was reconnected into the sports world with a pretty big win, and that was working with, at that time, and he still is, retired NBA player George Lynch. And that just sort of opened up a door for me to work with these young men and women who are professional and semi-professional athletes, and helping them keep more of their hard-earned money. I really got saddened by the statistics, and I still get saddened by the statistics that I hear about these, what I call lottery winners, because they are called the lottery draft, right? The lottery winners of these big tickets of millions of dollars, only to see it just kind of dwindle out of their hands like sand, if you will. And most of them really having good intention of wanting to help community, of wanting to help people, but just a little misshapen, misguiding, kind of shooting from the hip without strategic plans, and or have the wrong people in their ear, i.e. having people with a rubber stamp, meaning they're allowed to just sign their names and stuff that they shouldn't be involved in. And so just really wanting to, having a heart for athletes and coaches, because they're kind of in the same boat where they change from team to team, from school to school, and really helping them just shape out their financial future. So everything that I've done, I guess, since I was a young girl has brought me to this place now of owning Geis Wealth Management. And as soon as the NIL buzz occurred, I jumped on it, which is why I've framed myself out to be a specialist, not necessarily in government and compliance. I think you do an amazing job on that, Monique. There's other people that do an amazing job on keeping people informed about government compliance side. But then I also know, Monique, you push into that marketing piece, which, honey, that's where I say I can sit and listen to you talk straight from the, shoot it straight from the hip, honey. There's tongue to cheek and no chasers, and I love every bit of it. And helping, really helping reshaping the, I guess, the erroneous ways of what we see in professional sports. It's almost like we have a fresh start with these younger kids. And so hopefully they will lean on your understanding, take your experience and your expertise not for granted, and really listen to what people are trying to help them with so that their skill sets are sharpened, so that they can hear better and see better and avoid some of these horrible travesties that we've seen financially made by so many young adults and professional athletes.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing in that area. I mean, let's just be honest. It's not necessarily our students. I mean, we got folks that don't even know. They say that they will seek positions based on finance. And I'm like, okay, so number one, you're going to count on that one job to supply you with everything. And number two, it's not about how much money you make. It's how much money you spend. And so, you know, and it's like your whole way of addressing what guides your decisions is a joke, because you don't even know what it is that you got guiding you.
Absolutely.
You know, you're using the word saying financial. Like, okay, so I said you got to dig deeper. Financial freedom. That's interesting. Well, guess what? You're going to always have to pay taxes. You know, so did you put away for taxes? Or are you just waiting for somebody to tell you at the end? So who's really guiding you? The government. You know? And so it's just, it's interesting how, I did a workshop for Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes. I want to say that was February, for the conference championship. And, you know, went around the room and said, what do you want in your future? Make money. So I even have heard parents try to dictate what major a young person had for how much money they're going to make with a degree. It has nothing to do with it. If your child don't know how to market themselves and tell somebody that, you know, or have good soft skills when they get the job, you're not going to make it 12 months or even to get the job. So people are just misguided when it comes to money. Now, I do have a question as it relates to the clients that you serve. And I'm not necessarily asking for the list of your clients, but do you have any women on your roster?
I absolutely have women on my roster. I have a retired WNBA is the first one that comes to mind, WNBA player, retired coach. She won a championship with the Washington Mystics back in 2020 and 21, I believe, and then last year was expressed to the front offices at the Portland Trailblazers. So that's definitely a great client that I have. I also have, outside of the athlete world, I work with small businesses, which I consider athletes small businesses, so it all blends together for me. But I have quite a few women entrepreneurs who are high, mid, six-figure earners, who have multiple streams, so they have multiple businesses. Some even work for as contractors, like for the government, and then they've opened restaurants and other businesses. And so I have quite a few women, but I'm actually pushing more into working with women because I find that women are more receptive. Now, women in the financial world, I'll be very honest, women in the financial world by men are considered, which is the truth, they are very slow to pull the trigger because they're more conscious, which also tells you why the statistics show that women make more money if you put them in charge of the finances than men will, because they're just, you know, quicker to pull the trigger and may not read all the report or what may have you. So because of women being a little slower, men tend to not want to do as much of business. The way that I've heard it on Wall Street is, if I have a margin call at 4:15 and I know the market closes at 4:30, I'm not calling a woman to do that deal. I'm calling a man because he'll make that decision timely enough to get that order pushed through. A woman is going to want to sit and wait and push around. And so I'm hoping to encourage more women to be a little bit faster to pull the trigger and not sit and stew so that we are not missing opportunities and then having, you know, something to complain about when really we might be in our own way in some instances. But also just helping women realize their name, image, and likeness is just as valuable, if not more valuable, in some instances, as male athletes. And their ability to capitalize in this particular new market is, in my opinion, much more robust than what it would be for a man. So I do work with women. I am open to working with more women and hoping to lead women into really just taking hold of their NIL. And NIL for me has always been start to continuation. It's never been start to end. Meaning as soon as you decide you're an athlete, you're in the name, image, and likeness business. Because, like you were mentioning, everything from your tweet of what you've been tweeting on your off time to that name, that image, and that likeness in some spatial stratosphere, right? It's not like the 80s where you're not doing these things and people can't recall your comments from yesteryear. And so you have to be cognizant of that. But you also can utilize that for your betterment financially. So that's what I'm helping to work with more women and helping them realize that.
I don't know if we talked about this, but it just hit me. Did we talk about Candace Parker before?
We didn't talk about Candace Parker, no.
Okay, so I think she has something, either a production group or something, that has the name Baby Hair or something. And it's interesting because she's one of the first folks I know that would, as the kids would say, the edges, that she made sure that, you know, because you think about it, she's one of the first ones that we saw play with extensions, and that she continuously always had her little baby hair. So that, again, is an example of name, image, and likeness. She knew that that's what she was known for, and she knows that that's what's going to carry on after she's no longer playing. So
correct.
Those are the types of things that a marketer and someone like you will help them be able to see longevity after the ball starts out.
I also think of Atea Cooper, where she is no longer playing, and but she built up a great Instagram following. And so now that's landed her on several magazine covers as a result. So there's all different ways that you can really push into it naturally. It doesn't have to be like forced upon you, like you have to make this decision of being in this business. No, it can be something that's very natural that you're already gravitating towards. That makes sense. I will, though, say one thing that, as you were talking a little bit earlier, one thing that stands out to me about this whole process is I necessarily didn't agree with the fact that you know, in the beginning of this, the default response, because of the way that the legislation is going, was, oh, well, we're just going to bring an agent on to talk with these young people about what's going on and how to manage. I'm kind of anti-agent in a lot of ways. I think Master P said it best, where it's like, I just met you 30 days ago, and now you're about to get 5% of a $10 million contract off of me. And so I really feel like our young people should be leaning more towards having a team. And I know a lot of these agents present a team, but having a true team that's not incubated, right, meaning all of the spawns, the financial person, the this person, the social media person, the this person, that person are all deriving from the agent, right? Like you said, where's the control that you have over your own name, image, and likeness, but you have a team of people who can really help. And the two people I think that you really need the most are your finance people and your social media people. And then you need an attorney when you're looking over contracts. So it's not necessarily that you need one on retainer, but you need one that you trust to look over your contacts. And I say financial people because I never see myself as the end-all, be-all. I see myself as a very honed in on one particular set of skills. I'm all about tax-free asset growth. I'm all about financial and strategic planning and business strategic planning. But taxes is not my forte. So it would be ill-gotten of me to then say, well, I'm the end-all, be-all. No, I'm going to suggest several people that I've vetted, several people that I know like and trust to do business with you, and then you can bring whomever you care to from the tax angle, but it would just be not serving my clients in the best interest to want to hoard, for lack of a better term, that business, knowing that it's not my strongest suit. So, I appreciate the efforts of some of these coaches, but really the best way to help these young people is to get the education out there. So I appreciate your accelerator to help them really understand the inner workings and how to navigate this new space.
Well, I do. Before we had name, image, and likeness, anyone who assisted a student athlete, whether it be marketing, finance, a true lawyer, or a real agent, the NCAA considered all of them agents. And so in the sense of college athletics, agent means anyone who's assistant. So that's something that and they had a program for that you had to be certified to say that you were that. And again, you may not be the person to even look at a contract. If you were a social media person and you did not work on campus, you were considered an agent of that person. Now that we are encouraging the students to reach out to have a team, I'm not certain that those stipulations are all in there. I still think there's going to be some type of clearinghouse because you got. Honestly, it's interesting because even in my class, I said it jokingly, but I really kind of meant it. So we have a football player and we got a volleyball person, but the volleyball person really is really good with social media. So the football person could hire the volleyball person because now she's an entrepreneur to run his social media. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it is it's so many moving pieces, and it's, again, when I say fluid, it's flowing fast. Okay.
Yes.
And we just have to take a portion of it and be able to assist those that are in our reach. And so for me, being in the classroom and having coming in knowledge of, based on a presentation, that our female student athletes are more hesitant to position themselves, are waiting for the ask, where our male athletes are just going for it. You know, like he might have four or five, and the only thing that he had to do was to post a link on his, and don't get money until somebody purchases. See, that's the difference. You know, is understanding, you know, is that an equal pay? And an equal, like, okay, I'm using my social media and I'm putting my link on here and that's a sponsorship and I only get paid a commission if somebody clicks it. You know, should it be based on how many followers I have? I mean, there's no regulation. And our kids are just trying to say, oh, I got a deal.
Yes.
And the athletic department is held at bay because all I'm supposed to do is to say, well, is a conflict or is not a conflict. And you cannot use our logo and blah, 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 blah. But that's the only advisement I can give. So when we come back, I would love for you to talk about the conference that you had and what were some of the outcomes from that. Okay?
Sounds good. Hi, I'm Savonia DeBros, the protector of athletes. Can you believe that we're almost at the 1-year mark of name, image, and likeness? As a business and sports attorney, I help athletes, entrepreneurs, and business owners gain clarity on their NIL by understanding what it is and what it isn't, how to monetize it, and how to boost protection through contracts and federal registration. Want to learn more? Join me for the first annual NIL Combine event on July 29th and 30th and learn from industry experts that will help you reimagine and think differently about your NIL. RSVP today while space lasts at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine.
Hi, my name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Did you know that athletic identity is one of the top three struggles athletes experience, especially in terms of their talent? My name is Zedrilyn Butler, and I am a former Division I, NJCAA, and NCAA women's basketball player. My book, 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, is a great resource for parents, coaches, and supporters to equip their college athletes. Pick up your copy at www.payhip.com/theballcode. Together, we can beat athletic identity.
What's good, family? My name is Aisha Ford, former student athlete and author of the book Success Is My Major.
Now, when I was a student athlete, I went on a mission to maximize my college experience and prepare for the real world by studying successful people. And I lay out everything that I learned in my new book, Success is My Major. Everything from leadership development, character development, understanding how to transfer the skills that I learned on the court, and how to use those in the real world. If you would like to learn more about the book, please visit successmajorbook.com or email me at Aisha@successismymajor.com.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving the lights? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back to the Chat in the Garden, where Snickers blooms in athletics and sports. Well, you had a 2022 Name, Image, and Likeness virtual conference back in April. What were the outcomes and surprising knowledge that you gained from that conference?
Well, the outcomes were actually terrific. Increased traffic to my website, increased opportunities to speak at various podcasts and radio shows. Some of the great things that came out of it, I think the WIFM for me, the what's in it for me, is definitely just spreading the educational piece. I used to be a teacher, so teaching and enlightening and helping people understand maybe from a different angle or a light bulb going off is always exciting for me to make sure that people are able to put their best forward and do what they're called to in life. And so that's been the greatest part of it, is just being able to feed a population of people who are really looking for that information to better themselves, and not even just because of name, image, and likeness, but just because of life. And these young people need these skills that are not being taught in college about life and how to handle finances, how to handle legal issues, how to handle carrying themselves and branding themselves. And so it was just a very multifaceted takeaway for me personally that I was able to just glean over and see some areas that I want to tweak for next year and keep the torch going. I know next year we're going to add NIL Business Awards, because I really, part of my procedure was bringing on speakers who are athlete first companies, mm-hmm. and making sure those athletes are at the forefront and the forethought of their business as opposed to money and making money being the forefront. I mean, we're in business to make money, but having that component of human compassion and saying, you know, these are young people that we want to set on the right course, and so I'm going to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can to give them the best legal advice, the best financial advice, the best brand and marketing advice, whatever that might be. And those are the types of businesses that I'm going to highlight in the NIL Business Awards when we start rolling that out. Nominations actually open September 1st for those.
Well, I was really talking about the opportunities that came out that were surprising, like the watch party.
Now, that was interesting to me, that that's an opportunity
yes.
as it relates to name, image, and likeness. So that's kind of thing I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Yes, that was one that I really enjoyed seeing from millions.co, MILLIONS.co. They actually can help you. I think one of the surprising takeaways was so many people offering pro bono work and good pro bono work. And so they were one of them where they're saying, listen, we're going to help you design your logo or your whatever that NIL. So if it was a Candace Parker, let's take her because we've been talking about her and her baby hairs and put that into a T-shirt line or so they have that merchandise line that can also propel your name, image, and likeness. But then also, like you mentioned, they're the ones that I love the most for this watch party initiative that they have. They also have where you can call and wish people birthdays. And, you know, I think there's a couple of other companies out there doing that where they're doing the wishing people birthdays and whatnot. But the one that stood out to me as well was the fact that I can now do a watch party. So Candace Parker, in her retirement stage, can have a NIL, you know, longevity by saying, guess what, I'm going to sign up and I'm going to have a host of watch party for the WNBA draft. And you're going to be right here in my living room with all of my old retired homegirls and coaches and players, whomever she invites. And then it's just I'm included in it. So it's more of an inclusive, which I really thought was amazing. So that was the best one by far. That was a really good takeaway. The other one was the agency by a young man who is from my alma mater, High Point University, who actually works in Major League Baseball. But he and his buddies got together and decided they wanted to do a give back and for pro bono as an agency are helping. So they have legal, they have financial, they have marketing available, and they're really honed into the baseball industry, which, you know, for years has been on NIL all the way down to, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. Because they come into baseball so early. So those were some of the great surprising give backs that I took from that. It was great to see.
So can people go back and purchase and watch your conference?
Oh, they sure can. They can go on Geis Wealth Management, and that's www.GUICE Wealth Management, all one word, .com, and they can find the recast there under NIL. I have a tab specifically for athletes. It's funny because I had somebody reach out to me say, I've never seen a wealth management company before be so athlete forward and driven.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, that's on purpose. But so they could go to GeisWealthManagement.com and look at that. They can also go to, which is off of our YouTube page, which is Geis Wealth Strategies on YouTube. So you can go in those places.
Well, I have been really glad to be able to share your platform on my platform today.
Well, I'm thankful for you having me here. It's been amazing to be here. I will also say that I did write two books that are available on Amazon on NIL specifically. One of them is 9 Secrets to Make Money in the NIL Era. And the other one is 50 NIL Moneymakers. And that book is really fun because oftentimes now we have this new legislation open. They say, the kids say, well, I don't know what I want to do. So those are ideas that you can run with on how to enter into NIL, how to use your NIL and make money off of your NIL. And those are available online on Amazon.com.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
And
I look forward
you.
To having you back.
Oh, okay. Well, great. You know, hey, just give me a date and I'll put it on my calendar.
I love it.
Well, thank you to Jamla Harrison and Refined Solutions for serving as my eyes and ears. And join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for show updates and show podcast follow-ups, which I will put the book inside the Facebook group today. Join us on a Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith Facebook group, and have a significant rest of the day.